trying to go shower.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chase, listen, funny how, like, you had your season best finish, I believe, tonight, and, like, just horrific crash in the heat. Your bike, you won the LCQ, but you got a little lucky doing that because there was issues with A-Rod. Yep. And then you said your bike was all bent up, like, shitty track, like, dangerous track. And then you end up with a season best. How funny is that? Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, it's funny how things go. I like these conditions normally, though. Like, the tougher and nastier the track gets, I usually like it. But I just struggled all day. Like, we had the 2 8-minute practices, right? So we didn't have a lot of track time.
You're old. You need time to warm up.
Yeah, like, I need the free practice just not for the track so much, but just to warm myself up. No. So, honestly, I didn't feel that good after practice. And then I'm like, whatever, just get a good start, you know, try to get through the heat race. Had a pretty good start, but the angle I had, kind of my fault, whatever, a little bit. But I haven't even watched the video back. But
oh, it's all your fault.
I'm sure. But going in, the angle, you know, that first jump was like high and one side, low on the other side. And the angle I was and the way the ruts were from the way the guys ride the track, I came in and I think Oldenburg was right outside of me. And the angle, like, I was like almost perpendicular to the ruts. And I just, I couldn't jump. And I was like, please don't jump on me. And of course, one of my best friends, Malcolm's right there. And I don't even know what happened, but he clipped me, ripped me off my bike. And I just remember flying through the air.
Yeah, you almost got chased.
Yes. And honestly, Malcolm got my elbow pretty good. My leg's a little bit sore, but pretty much completely fine. But my bike was just absolutely mangled. I wanted to get up and keep going for a good gate pick for the LCQ. My bike was so bad, I could have barely even ride it. So went back. They fixed it as good as I could. It broke my throttle cable, everything.
How bent of it was for the LCQ?
LCQ still had bent bar mounts. We tried to straighten the front end because we had to change throttle cable, took a while. And we didn't realize that until we thought we had it straight. So, yeah, LCQ was not good. Last gate pick. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it out of this thing. I just got myself in a position where I'm like, okay, I can see fourth. I got into fourth. I'm like, okay, I'm good here. Yeah. And then Freddie almost Freddied. So I got into third, and then I got by. I thought I was going to get by Grant anyways, and A-Rod weeded himself at the same time. And I'm like, you guys want to give me the win? I'll take it. So
I guess it was the most LCQ win since 2003 or something.
Yeah, I remember seeing at the beginning. I think when I won one earlier, it tied Nick Way, your old rider. But yeah, when I got that, I'm like, shoot, I'll take the win. That's good. But, dude, in the LCQ, so you got to remember, we only rode 8 minutes and 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we had like a 2 or 3 hour break, right? I only made it to the first turn in the heat race. Okay, and they made a couple little track changes. So in the LCQ, the bike's bent up. I'm not super sharp, and I rode 16 minutes on the track today. I'm like, oh, I got to make this happen. So honestly, first couple laps of the LCQ, I was pretty over jumping stuff. Because, you know, in practice, I didn't put a bunch of laps together. And when the race intensity there, dude, I was like over jumping and under jumping. I'm like, okay, just be smart, get in there. Like I got through it. But yeah, main event, I ripped a pretty good start, came through pretty good, stayed out of the trouble, and made a few passes. And yeah, I was right there. A lapper kind of jacked me up, and Oldenburg got me there towards the end, so I went back to 13th, I think.
It's almost like just make the least mistakes, just 2 laps,
yes,
right?
And that's, like I said, why I like these conditions. You got to just be smart, and it slows everything down, and I like that, a little more technical. And yeah, ended up being a good night.
Yeah, one of those weirdo nights that happens. But good job on this, and yeah, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, man.